Good morning. This sitta is the first sitta in Chelech of Beis. It's, of course, part of the project of the sittas. Page 56. It says, Amid Yisrael, as by Marayim bringing a kilib ri, say, Shall Avram have been all of our songs, as from Stat of Azug, a kvatlers. It's known the famous minig that when we bring a child into the bris of Avram Avinu, so the first people that are mishtatev in the bris are the kvaters. Who are the kvater? This is a couple. The kvaterin, bringing them kin, some tier from Beis HaKnesses, other cheder, who is mold them kin, or the kvater, nem from ear them kin, and bring them some kisidi shalalyo. So what happens is that the mother, which is the kvaters, the kvaterin brings the child to the door of the shul, or if it's in a house, it brings to the room where the bris is going to take place, and then the kvater, the man, takes the child and brings him to Kisei Shalaleo. It's interesting in Ha'ara Aleph, in Ha'ara 1, so the Rebbe says that where does this Lashon of kvaters come from? So the Rebbe brings a maramokim, it's called Kovit Tir. Kvater is Malashin Kovit Tir. It's like an honor for the door. Okay, Minig Yisrael Teidi. So, as we know, Minig Yisrael is Teidi, or like when Gemara says Minig Abiseno Teidi. It's moving as Eith, or their Minig Bayidin is Teidi. So, this Minig of a Kvater is a Minig Yisrael Teidi. Rebbe says, "Yishleimar as if them begin, das was an isha chotchef ear is nitok the mitzvah of lomba b'chodikid al kamon is arangifet bedafke as is on messiah zayin to mitzvah mila is da kein smad remes mepartusero." So this that a woman was involved in the mitzvah of bringing, or this minig of bringing a child into the bris, even though there's no mitzvah for the woman to give the child the bris, it's on the father. So we could still find a siyua, a help, and an allusion to in our parsha. Now the Rebbe says this: the pasuk liyem hashmini yimu b'sar lasa mitzvah mila stating their parsha from isha ki sazri aviyod zohar. So this that in our parsha says, and on the eighth day, Yimo B'sar Lase, that on the eighth day, she gave the child a bris, and Mitzvah Mila, which is brought in the Parsha, in our Parsha, Parsha's Tazria, or as Rambam says, Isha Ki Tazria, that's the Parsha, what it's called, V'yodu Zachar, V'achareddin Retvegen Teres Heledis, which speaks about the birth of a child, on behalf to their Pasik Isha Atzmek Life Naftim, that it speaks about, and our Parsha speaks about, the beginning of Parshas Kasvea speaks about first the son being born, and then when the female is being born. Hagamas the mitzvah of Oyem Hashmini Yimo is the chiyuv v'slit al ha'av l'mos b'nei. So even though we know that the mitzvah of circumcision is placed dafka on the father, Mashenkin on Isha is indemnit on the chiyuv. However, on the woman there is no chiyuv whatsoever. The Gemara learned up, as is da shakavatayin machlekes and isha is kshir lomu. As the Gemara learns, and there's a whole back and forth, if a woman gives a bris, if it's kosher or not, alpha became she had the mitzvah in their parsha v'ganayi ledes. Nevertheless, this parsha speaks about about a woman who gives birth over the ish baal redgar nid der mont on eich dem pasuk gufa v'yimeshmini mel b'shalas v'shtei nid befeirish. As does Darf Tonder, first of all, this parsha speaks about a woman who gives birth. And the pasuk doesn't make any mention of the husband at all. Also, the pasuk on the eighth day, Imo B'sar Alasi, does not say explicitly that the father has to perform it. As does this canal, Akoponim Aremez, as an Isha, the Shaykhus of Mitzvah Mila, was Dixit Lois, in them was the is Akvatrin by a bris. So, as we mentioned,
Yeah, but Yimo is on the actual person, not necessarily on the father.
Yeah, Yimo Sar is going on that. But the fact is, so what do we see from there? This alludes to the idea that a woman has some standing concerning the mitzvah of bris, which is demonstrated by the fact that she may serve as a kater by the bris. So we said in Aleph, we said that we know the minig of a child being brought into the bris shel Avraham Avinu. So it starts off with a kvaters. And a kvaterin brings the child to the door, and then the kvater, the man, takes the child and brings him to Kisa shel Eliyahu. It's known the minig Yisrael's teri. So this minig is teri. So, and the Nebuchadnezzar says, Yishleimar, that a woman, even though there's no chiyah for the woman to give a bris to herself, and there's no, as the Rebbe is going to explain soon, there's no mitzvah for the woman to actually give the child the bris, but nevertheless, there's something alluded to in our parsha, this idea of a kvater. Now, it says, the Rebbe said that the pasuk v'yem ha-shmini imo b'sar lasi, which is in our parsha, speaks about the yiledes zofar, yiledes nekeva, but at the end of the day, it's going on the yiledes. And this idea of v'yem ha-shmini imo b'sar lasi does not say explicitly by the man, so you must say that the fact is that this alludes to the idea that a woman has some standing concerning the mitzvah of Mila, which is the fact is, which is demonstrated by that the woman is involved in being a kvatlin. Base. The kamakemis is by Yidin, their minig, nitsun eminat ishamu beres alts kvatlin, bringing them kin lebeis haknesses. Now, regarding the, in many places, there's a minig not to designate a pregnant woman as a kvatlin, to bring the child to the shul. That's how it is in many, many places. Since this is the minig Yisrael in many places not to have a woman who's pregnant be a kvater, so it must be that this has a place in Torah. And as it's known also what the Rashba says, that that even if something is, let's say, it's like a baba maisa, if it doesn't really have a mucker, nevertheless, you cannot push it off. Say again? Yeah, something which has the baba maises, you can't just go ahead and just question it, etc. So it's a very, very, a minig is a very big thing, even though sometimes our minhagim are, some of them are based on shtusin. Now, if them minig as a mubarz on the zayin kvatrin, but yibrach kametanim. Now, there are numerous reasons given for the custom of not using a pregnant woman as a kvater. Either chilip sakana, either because of it's dangerous. Machmas shash ayin hara v'eit, out of concern of ayin hara. Evil eye or other reasons. About P.A. doing them, God lot you, we may have you souls, Mr. Robert Suzogin, as a meaning is not for one in the Zadik is Sibat of Shash, Mr. Sakan Law Ubrok is Ruza, nor the Shash was in the Negate, some Indian a minute for Quatin. But the Rebbe says is that at the end of the day, since it's a minute you show was established with the utmost precision, as known, it makes sense to say that the custom is not just negated to like a side reason or worry. Rather, not using a pregnant woman is connected to the central idea and custom of a kvater. So regarding the reason for custom in general, as we say, that a Jewish custom is teira. Aleph. Thus is azaf or sadak teikif and teira. V'yin the shanis. Adar as minig avasinim b'yadino. First of all, it's a Jewish custom, and the customs have a force of Torah, and has to be adhered. As we know, the custom of our forefathers is in our hands, and as the Lashon goes, they're not veer from the customs of the forefathers. And based on minig is eich ahira teirei efentechem inyam yuchel mitzvah and velcha eris. As well, the custom also serves as an instruction teira for the particular subject the mitzvah it pertains. Gimel, Shleimar Bir Bazet, what's the explanation? Back to him. So, Adel Zevis is their meaning now from Kvatan by a brisk, if it been aired by Nisui, Fosim and Kala, was Tachlisim, is their inyan from Pru Revoil, Hedel is one of the Bones, Azazuk, Shishuvinim, Utifin, Friendly Chosim and Kala to the Chupa. Now, to preface this question of why pregnant women are not kvater, so the custom also by a kvater similarly fine by chasana, by a marriage, which the whole purpose of marriage is to bring forth the sons and daughter. So the marriage ceremony, known as the Shishuvinian, the Utefiris in Yiddish, they accompany the Chas and the Kala to the Chuppah. What Eich by them is Minig Yisrael, as an Isham Gubaris, Chazal Zayin the Utefirin. Here as well, the Jewish custom is not to ask a pregnant woman to act as an Utefir. What Eich by there, yes, now state the Svarim, so... Huh?
If the mother of the Chas and the Kala is pregnant, she shouldn't be an Utefir?
Yeah, that's the minig over there. Now, I'll finish this paragraph, and I want to look in the R 29 because the Rebbe says a very interesting lesson. So you find that the Sai Utefir should not be, Sai the Kvaternin, the couple, if they're pregnant, the woman should not be a Kvater. And also, by a chasana, if a woman is pregnant, you know, the mother of the Kala or the chasana is pregnant, she should not be an Utefir. Now, statements for him, as the Beit HaMinogim Rishaitis to Anishim Uberes, as well, Nid Zayna, Kvatin, by a Bismillah, or Nid Kain Shishuvina, by a Chupa Choda Minhaglu. So it says in Sfarim, it's brought down in the Minfus Elozer and other people, that this idea that a woman should not be pregnant by a Kvater, a bris mila or by a chuppah is 1 minute. Al pizes forstandik as dem tam with the beit haminogim is chadu. So, based on the minchas alaz and other svarim, this idea of this minute is one idea. So, whatever the reason is by a pregnant woman, the reason why she can't be by a bris, a kvater will apply the same thing by chuppah as well. Now, Reuven, you asked by 29. So look in the Rebbe says, Habir basicha lo balik beil achriya shekach tzarli as a minig shum uberes leti shishivino ikvater. Rebbe says, this sicha that I'm speaking about is not, I'm not coming to establish that a pregnant woman should not be a shishivino or ikvater. Ki im rak lahazbar tam a minig ladas elish neginim. Those people that have a minig, that a pregnant woman should not be a kvater or a shishivinan, so I'm just explaining that reason. And the Rebbe says also very interesting. Rebbe says, it's not clear to me what the minute chabad is over there. The Rebbe says that you're going to tell a mother of her son or daughter that she can't be shishivina, she can't be a utefir. That's a very very big tzar. So. You ask that our minig is, l'cheira comes out from our 29, that lav dafke min chabad, this is min chabad. He's just explaining to those that, right? So then he says, mashayin kem b'im to save if gam hi ubaila as a chasa v'kala v'eidzog, nesil hori akala, klap ishmai agali mihim b'gadah shishvina mamash. So it's not clear. It's not clear what min chabad is. The Rebbe says it clear. Okay. Dalid, Nishleimer the Bir Bepashtas. So, what's the straightforward explanation? The Gefin the Shulchan Aruch Bekeshet Shemini Kaporas by Rav Yom Kippur, as Menetzus to the Tanegelis the Kaporo, Farzich Nantanisha Mubaris, Uricha Tanegelis the Kaporo for an Uber. Shulchan Aruch says, regarding the custom of Kaporas on the day before Yom Kippur, that a pregnant woman, in addition to taking a hen for her own Kaporo, takes an additional rooster for her fetus. Says Nar was in them gufas and afran 2 days. This is genug. Tanegel lechav tanegel is achas. While either uber is an akeva is genug. A tanegel is for the mutter in the uber to zamen. But on 2 anashim is carpent durch ein tanegel is. Tanegel on 2 anashim durch ein tanegel is. Or the medar hoben 3 lifes. 2 tanegel is on ein tanegel. Ein tanegel is for the mutter. Or a tanegel is beshvil sovik abad. Now, Shukhanov says that there's a custom before Yom Kippur, we know we take kaparas, so a pregnant woman has to take in addition to the hen, has to take a rooster for her fetus. Now, there are 2 opinions whether 1 rooster or 1 hen suffices, since even if the fetus is a female, the 1 hen is adequate for both the mother and the fetus. Because a single rooster atones for 2 men and a single hen for 2 women, or she has to take 3 birds, 2 hens and 1 rooster. 1 hen for the mother and an additional rooster and hen for the fetus whose gender is unknown. On Azay is their minik. With their minik, our Rizal Zamu Beres, then Dry Ephes. Now, the custom follows the latter opinion, is based on the Arizal, that a pregnant woman takes three birds. He says, moving, but you this famous game, and now, because it's an Isher Mu Beres. On this basis, we can understand the two customs mentioned concerning a pregnant woman. Minik Yisraeli, as side the shivinim from Chasam Mikala on the side Mikala side the quarters by Bris Mila zol zechtafket zain zol zain tafket tzvei and ishadar tzvei von yedrin. Now the Jewish custom is that both the shivinim for a Chasam Mikala and the quarters for a Bris should be precisely two individuals, a man and a woman, of two of each. Or their fires the meaning is so need to name an ishim ubaris about them most is doch. Now, therefore, the Jewish custom is to avoid selecting a pregnant woman. Why? Because this introduces somebody else. And the fact is that this child, this fetus, needs kapora. So we see that this child is a real, we consider it a real person. As does, and the Raisha given in other quarters. Or this is, oich nit peshava mispara nashama nashim. Is kenzan as oich gosas nigyan. Now, therefore, the Jewish custom is to avoid having selecting a pregnant woman. So why? Because there will be three shishuvinim. It would be the kvater, and it would be an even number of men and women, which could also be relevant consideration. It's an interesting story. I once heard as a kid, there was a lady who got pulled over in California. They have something called a carpooling, which means that if you have two passengers or more, so you can go on a special lane called a carpool lane. So there was a lady that got pulled over, and the cop said to her that she's driving by herself in a carpool lane. So she said, "What do you mean? I'm pregnant." And a child, a fetus, is considered two people. And I didn't verify the story, but I think she fought and she tackled one, because the court recognized that a fetus, even the Goyisha court, is considered a separate entity. I thought, Pona, what do you see?
Political.
The what?
It's like political.
Right. So what do you see from here? So what comes out is the reason we need to have even numbers. It needs to be the Shushuvini needs to be even. And by having, or the kvaters need to be even, and by having the child or the mother pregnant, so you're not having one, you're having or two, you're having three, which is not the shava. All right, we'll continue tomorrow. Thank you. We're holding out is, hey, the last thing we said, that the minig of by Shishavina Machasan Kala and the Kvater by Brismila, that should have to be two. And that's why Ishim Uberes, since she is, it's the child is part of the mother, but it's its own identity. That's why Aaron Kippur needs a Kafara. So we want everything should be even. By having a woman being pregnant, it's not even. It's going to be three. Okay. Hey, L'cheri came in if them pregnant. So seemingly, we can question this explanation. The unterfirin of the kvatlin is the mutter nit der umra. It was is das anders, you got a stain unter der chuper noch ver, was min is nit makbedef them. Now, the mother is the shishavina or kvater. So, how does this situation differ from when others stand under the chuppah? And yet in such cases, we're not concerned. So, we're saying we want things to be even. What if you have, sometimes you have under a chuppah, it's not even. You know, you have, the babas and zaydas, or... It's not necessarily even. You can have couples with it's not even. So why are we not mapped in them? So the Rebbe says is a chilik b'pashtus. The difference can be explained simply. The andere zijn dat niet als shishuvin, other kwater. Schenken der uber, was is a tail van de mutter, is er echt meer als a tail van a kwater of de shishuvin. The other people under the chuppah are not as shishuvin in their kwaters. However, the fetus, which is part of the mother, is automatically also part of the kwater or the shishuvin. The hara there is in halacha. Rebbe says you can find this in halacha. Shemishpet, the din is. The din nimtze echem em karim impasle dusa v'teila. The halacha is that if a witness was discovered to be a relative, or puzzle, so the halacha is the entire edus is disqualified. Is dafke ben zizane fareinikt ala alts edus. Is kav nekumen lohoid. Oda zizane oich gekumen beidem lohoid. So that's all specifically in the case where all the witnesses joined together to give testimony. They all had kavanah to testify, or they came to Beis Din to testify. However, when it comes to a relative or disqualified witness, when they have no intention to testify, so as seeing the incident, the testimony of the valid witnesses are not nullified.
What case are they talking about? Because if you have two edim,
right,
if you have two edim and one is possible, then it doesn't turn up, but if you have three edim and one is...
Yeah, but that's the word. If you have... If, then why the rest of the edim? That's like the din of edus. The din is that whenever you have a group of edim, it's Gemara Makos, I think the pay or above, whenever you have a group of edim that come together and there's a relative there, and they had kavana to testify. You find
as they came as a group.
As a group, right.
But is it separate?
So that is two different groups. It was two different groups. Now, but the question is, so Tesis asks over there, so if that's true, so by every chuppah, every sasana, you have, those are the people there are craving there. And they're watching. So that's why they exclude all others. But then you have people that say, you don't have to say it to exclude all others. Why? So the pashtus is like, did I have a singer here? Because the Edim, or the people that are Malachasana, they're not a Skav Noyed, exactly. It's just extra. Yeah, every Rav has their thing. Some people say excluding, some people not, some people you don't have to say it. Okay. Kadiyaka Shapar, and then Inyan Anal Yishlem Lareid. When you further scrutinize this matter, you can say, from many kaparis and now, but again, Ishim Lubaris is moving. So, from the custom of kaparis of a pregnant woman, it's understood. Nitas der Uber vert verrechend alza bazundere metzies, worum ebaze nit verstandig. Was war a kaparik jetzt, was er darf haben an Uber meime. If the fetus in the mother's womb is a separate ent, is part of the mother, so why does she need to have, why does this fetus need to have kapara?
Hello. Other way around, if it's a bazilda mitzias,
it is a bazilda mitzias.
The fetus is,
yeah.
So the fetus, thing.
Right? Because if not, then why does the fetus need to have kapara? It's part of the mother. So Nora that ever says, as the uber is mishana mitzias imi, meisiv in ir mitzias, but even as zialein resgenechem mitzvei drai, when the uber daf ir kapara al sandishim uberes. Ashtain von zwei und beide zweite der und seven sabbat von drei Eifers. So, the fetus basically changes the mother in a way that makes her either two or three. Therefore, her kapara as a pregnant woman has to be two, or according to the second opinion, three chickens out of that. Ishtamaras barbazam, what's that connection? Ven imu beres. In the case of a pregnant woman who, let's say, had forbidden foods, which becomes part of her flesh and blood and requires kapora, so the food becomes the blood of the woman's heart and the heart of the fetus. The single nacher. If you put it there, let's put it differently. Clearly, you assert. Tana zaf was tzoris kapora kumt idea odom vachabashtet from Allah zane evonim v'chudi v'kudum skavim. Reb doses an ishin uberes had zi oich kol skalke uber v'tur noch ihr ayenach shiskukin kapora. An action requiring kapora is committed by a person who is comprised of all of his limbs. In other words, all of these limbs need kapora. If this individual is a pregnant woman, then within her she also has the fetal body parts, which are treated as one of her limbs, which also require kapora. Thus, says such means. Thus, was he named Tanabil Shema Talid Zofer, and it therefore about the Tanagos a kapora for them Uber. Tomer is there a Zofer? No, Turkvos, the Durkhtem was Talid Zofer. Is he glad Musa, Zain, the Kamubers? Is Irmitsis Gavan, Azav was followed in a Tanagel, the Kaporos? This means that the reason that she takes a rooster in case she gives birth to a male is not because the rooster is mesaper for the fetus, if the fetus is a male. Instead, when she gives birth to a male, it's like revealed retroactively that during her pregnancy, her status was such that she also required a rooster for her kapora. Apizez, Mubanaz, thus was menem nitkem ishim uberes al shishavina other klater, is nitval the uber frazis is adrita shishavina other klater, nor about the ishim uberes afterward gerechim mervia isha achas. So this is very interesting. That this pregnant woman, the reason why she's not selected as a shishirin or a kvat is not because her fetus alone is considered a third person, and then you have an issue, it's not even, because otherwise, then what happens with the with regular chuppah? You have also sometimes which things are not even. Because a pregnant woman herself is regarded as more than one person, as we explained above.
Okay. Zion. The key more than one person that as a pregnant person she's a different type of amputee to a woman who's left when she's not pregnant.
So the lashon of the Rebbe is Yishan Lubaris Atzavet Gerethen Mervi Isha Asas. Considering all the one woman.
So not the real difference in a sense. Because either she's a woman that has more than the regular Ibarim, or she's two people. It's like.
So you're saying, is this Dan Nishdayan?
Right.
She's not two people, meaning it's not a woman and the fetus is its own.
So that's what I'm saying. It's either a woman when she's operating, and then a woman who's pregnant is like a different type of.
Right, different type of woman, whatever it means.
Oh, you've been just saying a palinicil is vacant?
The spring came out too early to that. We got the rest of it. It could be warm by with all that man singing.
Okay. The Rebbe says this. His father just over enough beer. His father just over enough beer. Versus Mudaik Shaneman, Isha V Isha Davka. Now, why are we particular about selecting a man and a woman specifically? You could say this is connected to Chasen and Kala. So you have, versus the Dik to Nem and Davkan Ish Vishra by Kvater the Bismillah. Now, the Shishuvinim by Chasen and Kala is understood because this parallels to the Chasen and Kala. So why are we particular about selecting a man and a woman as Kvaters at a bris? O Kanal, Seif, Siv Bez is Mistaber, as a Dik, Adashat has Tayyidah Temptation in Fimila. As we said before in section 2, it's reasonable to suggest that the reason we are particular about this is because this idea has a connection to the topic of bris. So we can explain this by first prefacing the reason behind the appointment of a shishuvinim by chosen kala. What's the idea of this shishuvin? But yes, as Chosin Kala Zayin bis yetz given fremd on vet on vayt sorry einer von zweiten or the far is far zeh shverm tzad habusha chuli so iberstellen sich mit amon amatzav in kiddu chuli by zeh chasnen riber darf in zeh haben dem siu of in shishuvinen. So since the Chosin and Kala were basically strangers, and they're unfamiliar with each other at their wedding. So they find it challenging and they have busha to enter suddenly into a close relationship. So therefore, the shishavinin, the ones who are dear to the chasen kala, are needed to, they need to support them, to strengthen and encourage the chasen kala to establish a closeness with one another. And thus is the time if a minig is saw as the shishavinin is on ish v'isha. When a zugnose, it should be dafti a married couple. But it says movement of pashat, as if to made design them chosen is masim an ish on a nosi. Well, for the shein dorki gang inyan an isrim, but then said the shishavin and farther kala an ish nisu. So that's why dafke the shishavin should be a man and a woman, a married couple, because it's clear that the person who is most suitable to encourage the chosen is a married man who already experienced marriage. That's shishavinin, for the kala should be a married woman, because she's saying, listen, I did this already, and she's giving the chasen, I mean, he's giving the chasen, she's giving the kala the confidence to get married. Yes. Alan Yanad Lamata, Renishtaso, and where is Sayers to my love?
I mean, you guys did this, right? So you will.
You know the feeling.
Then there's the whole machlekes of the minhag, whether the mother and the father take the chasen
of Galan, yeah.
Or whether he splits.
Right. I see. What's the...
He was very adamant with us, but...
That for me, your mother?
No,
yeah.
Very adamant with us that it's at Slayers to
men. Amen, amen.
Chasen and women.
You see a lot of the kiddush of families that do
this. There are daughters that have a specific minhag within their families that they know is to pass down. From generation to generation.
A couple.
The couple only that's come. What did you do? I've seen many instances in Klein.
Yeah, but if you think of it, but it makes sense, like the parents should take their kid down to the chuppah. It's like, inside this, it's like, what, the shver is going to tell him?
He doesn't know. Yeah. All right. So made me think of it. And one is for my other, one is for me.
Right. yeah. And that we spoke about yesterday, right? That ha'ara over there inside a pregnant woman was made of chabad. It's also it's interesting. I wonder what he would say on that.
Yeah, the pashtus, hey, because of the ha'ara, but the pashtus, it's understood that the mother takes the girl, even if she's pregnant.
Right, right, yeah. After that's what comes out from the ha'ara, yeah. Yeah, exactly. The Indians, okay. The idea for Shishavin in the East Vishim by Chasim Kala Dola Mata Nemsuk the Fun was Azei is thus given by Chasim Kala Beshershom Vikram in the Swin for Kadish Baruchu, Vyoko Vimitin Yidin, Vim Chasim Azaman Teres and given thereby Svei Shishavin and Shishavin the Malkim Mesha and Shishavin the Mantarinus is Aaron. Now, the concept of a male and female Shishavin by Chasim Kala in the early realm stems from how the chasen kala from the source is basically the marriage between the Ebrisher, so to speak, and the Jewish people. As it says, on the day of his wedding, this is the mantera. The time there were two shishavinin. Who was the shishavinin of the Ebrisher? The king was Mesha, and the shishavinin of the queen of the Bnei Yisrael was Aaron. Mesha is the shishavin mitzad chasen. As mekara mamshach alikus ma'ayla lamata tzidin. Dugma kviyachol be the shishavinin mitzad chasen v'chafritim chasen to the kala. Mesha served as a shishavinin on behalf of the Ebrister, which means that Mesha drew Elikus down from above to below to the Jewish people, which this parallels, so to speak, to the shishavinin of the chasen who escorts the chasen to the kala. When Aaron is the shishavinin mitzad kala, as Milo umekarav yidem mil mata lamata by biz azizol nisachin dveren b'tin Ebrister dugmas to the shishavinin fun der chasen v'afafirt irtzim chasen. The shishavinin, and Aaron was the shishavinin of mitzad kala, that he is Mila and brings the yidin in a stage from amata l'mila till they become one with Hashem, like the chasen kala d'shamua. And the tzeir from the shishavinin by the miyufim of kudshah kadosh baruch hu, the yidin is mifnei zebas neshama from the yidin is yorda v'richu gadol meigra ramel lebira in the tzeir in emhelam behester from velt. On his daughter, the Hagish Habusha Vayira, Vesakira from Gadda Sakel, the Rimnus from the Mabrishtan. So the Shishavinin for Hashem's, for the Jewish people, was necessary because the Neshama had descended to a very distant place, as it says in Tanya, from the loftiest of heights to the deepest pit, the concealment of the world. So when the Shema is brought close, there's a feeling of like bush and fear of Hashem's greatness. So you need like the Shishivinim to help us out. When the Rebbe Darfin Hobb and the Shishivinim said, I call him Tzad Yidin. But so what did he go to him in Yonelli, Upalasi, is because of Isha, Isha, the same Baila. So Maaz, and the Yidin, some Eberstein. Therefore, a Shishivinim for the Kala, for the Jewish people, was necessary, a Shishivinim whose level and function which is a woman, to fulfill, which we know fulfills her husband's will, to elevate the Jewish people to Hashem. When Ashishavin Mitzalachal Chosin was Madigos and Yoni Pulosis Penas Ish, who you shall both, so Mamjus and Elikus Mamaila Lamadas Tzu Un In. And then you have the Shishavin on behalf of the Chosin, whose level and functions as a man, as it says, he shall rule over you, was necessary to bring down from above to below to the Jewish people. Tess. On Dos is Oich, the Tam was the Shishavin is on a Farbunim with the Simcha based on a Sun. This is also the reason why Shishavinin are associated with the joy of the wedding. But in the Ina Simchin Emsif Tikpon, was his twits of Eif Adab of Feathers. Why are we happy? Because there's something new. There's a chidish which is happening over here. Well, this is the Ina for Achasna, and this is the idea of a wedding. Then on Isha and Isha, Welfa Zanen Gewen, Obgetelt, and Vaid Enefen Zweiten von Zinti, Zanen Geborne Geborne, when the Essen is all yet in a Plagufa, the Shishavinin brings the Zuzamen to Akir Yichud. So why are we so happy? Because what's happening over here? You have one soul that was separated when they were born, and now you're bringing the neshamas, you're bringing that two half of the soul, you're bringing it back together. Likewise, the neshama descends below and separate and becomes like estranged from its former state, its former level, bringing one with Hashem, and the way that the neshama now leaves. When Van Yidden v'izeh gifinzei chlamata v'randova gemiyu from the Eberstein drafted a mitzvahs, what is anim avar milad in yonam agashmen in the mitzvahs, hakdesha, hakdusha, v'os, yordim yadad gosem nesfafli, un gifinzei chlamata v'inzei, v'rdoftem ufkatan ha-simchan defloh. So when the Yidden, as they are below, connect and unite with Hashem through Torah and Mitzvahs, and they refine and elevate the Gashmias, so then this produces an extraordinary joy to the Eberstein. Shtemar, as thus is their time, was Madam Torah, verse Beruf, and Yim Chasanosa, Yim Sin Chaslibut. This is the reason why Madam Torah is referred to on the day of his wedding and on the day of the joy of his heart. Far Madam Torah is given to Yidden, as a Yidden, la Yidden, la Tafel, and Tachin, la Yal, la Yidden. Mantera Venice Givena the Kubri Vidition from them Eberstein between Yidin is both the Gvar and the Gzeda, and this is Gvar and the Chivir Yichud from them Eberstein between Yidin to Yidin. The Yidin Givin is enveloped on the Mata Val Yodan and it's called Yanni Elum and the Far is the Sebastian. So why is it a joyous occasion? Because we know before Mantera they had no connection, Al Yenim and Tachtenim had no connection. And now Al Yenim and Tachtenim are coming together, they form a true bond, and this is the true joy of his heart.